Hi, everybody. It's Kateri.
And Owen.
And welcome to Tarot Talk by the Soothsayer's Tea. And we are discussing justice.
The Justice League, actually. This is not a Tarot Talk at all.
Yeah, we're just going to be talking about Supermans and Batmans and Wonderful Women's.
I love them.
We're going to be talking about justice. Justice. We all know what justice is. At least I hope that you know what justice is. It means truth, law, righteousness, justice, equity. You know what? All the good stuff.
Yeah.
All the good stuff. When it comes to history-wise, it's not really a whole lot to kind of talk home about this one. I think that the concept of law and order has been kind of ingrained in human psyche for a minute. So it's not like the High Priestess where we have like a bit of a backstory with Pope Joan or anything of the sort. It's just pretty much justice. It's actually one of the four cardinal virtues, along with fortitude, which is strength, temperance, which is obvious temperance, and prudence, which is usually associated with the Hangman, which we're going to get to. But yeah, justice. It's just fairness in general, or having a sense of righteousness. Not self-righteousness. We want to make that very clear. It's just regular, standard fairness and truth.
Mm-hmm. Judge Judy.
It is Judge Judy.
Mm-hmm. Do you have Judge Judy in the U.S.?
Of course. U.S.? Oh. I'm not American.
I know.
Owen.
I'm sorry. I'm deeply sorry. I know this too. But like, that's like, you have the same TV.
I'm going to say the words podcast canceled. We're done.
it's like instinct, not instinct. Like, what's it called? An autoimmune response. It's just an automatic response at this point when I'm talking to people from like foreign countries. I'm like, do they have that in the US?
You know, I'm going to start calling you British and then you see how you like it.
Oh my God. Okay, listen, shut up. It's not like I called you French, okay?
Suppose it could always be worse. We love you, France. All right. So speaking about justice.
Moving swiftly on.
Moving very, very, very swiftly on. History-wise, again, it's pretty straightforward. Again, it comes into cardinal virtues more than anything. So there is a little bit of a connection there. We can pretty much go straight into parallels, really, because it's pretty straightforward. It's about
history. There was justice.
There's always been a judge, right? When it comes to the concept of the practical plane, we got the emperor. It's where its association lies there. And on the spiritual plane, we got the moon. So it's interesting that's kind of associated with the moon, because the moon is kind of associated with uncertainty. So where justice is kind of sitting there, it's just that you don't know really where the scales are going to land overall. Yep.
I think a lot of people sort of make that mistake a little bit. They'll see justice as conviction when it's really, that's like, that can be a part of it, but it's not necessarily conviction as in knowing what to do.
Yeah, it's more of an investigation card for sure. It's finding truth and finding, not even finding truth, sometimes just making the fair and balanced decision, right? Sometimes it doesn't have to be necessarily quote unquote the correct decision, but it has to be the right decision or the fairest decision.
Yeah, there's nuance to it.
There's nuance. Who would have thought? So this is the card that has been swapped out by strength, because as we discuss, either strength or justice kind of goes in this spot. That just really comes down to your persuasion. Justice being 11, it has like the parallels and the symbology of having scales and having balance there. But also with the 8, the 8 kind of has a nice cute little loopy symbol associated with 8. That kind of shows balance as well. Honestly, that's straight up what it is.
Little loopy symbol associated with 8. I don't know why that's too funny to me, but it very much
is. 4s and it's 2s and it's all that numerology BS. But I do like it in either position. I kind of like strength a little more just because storyline wise, it kind of makes a little more sense in my head. But if we want to look at the card before, we got Wheel of Fortune. Yeah. Which is the concept of luck. So it does fit really nicely in the 11th spot because it does associate that when it comes to making fair decisions. Sometimes, again, it's considering all the different factors there, and it's not necessarily finding the truth, but again, finding the fair decision depending on where your luck's sitting at the time.
Yeah, and I always really appreciate actually justice in this position, because I think justice followed by the hanged man is very, very nice. I do very much like that sort of searching for truth, or sort of searching for the, like, the facts that will help you make the right decision, followed by the hanged man, who is just a little bit paralyzed by that decision.
Yeah, and the hanged man is actually kind of showing, like, after justice, after a decision's made, there has to be some sort of sacrifice, right? Yeah. Or in this case, hangman traditionally, again, we'll talk a little more about that in the next Tarot Talk, but the hangman traditionally has always been kind of like a hanging man from the neck. It's been a little more executional wise because after being hanged comes death, right? So there's, again, we have that progression there. But again, for a quick moment, there is that moment of martyrdom. So when it comes to justice, it's like when there's a decision made, there's always going to be a loser, right? There's always going to be somebody who does not get justice.
Yeah.
Because again, nuance, nothing's always black and white. It can be. And that's where the concept of truth comes out in this card. Right. When you're finding truth, that's when it's not nuanced, it's black and white. But when it's not necessarily black and white, there is going to be somebody who is going to suffer a loss for somebody else to get the win.
Exactly. I feel like justice talks a lot about making the decision, and then the hanged man can sort of indicate the price that that decision cost.
Yeah. And we've discussed decision a little more there, because when it comes to the lovers, it also indicates kind of decision as well. But the lovers is very much so like a decision of the heart, while justice is very much so a decision of the mind, and very much so a decision of the group for the bigger good, basically.
I just had the biggest little brain fart of my life where I was like, did we do the lovers? Have we done the lovers yet? And then I forgot that lovers was literally one of my favorite episodes. They talk about divine gender with Theo. And I have decided that I am, in fact, just insane.
Oh, and you're having a moment today, aren't you?
I listen. I did not get my justice yesterday. That awful, awful traveling. If any of you follow me on Twitter, you will know that, because we're recording this on Sunday, you will hear this tomorrow, and Saturday I was traveling, and I was in the airport for 7 hours before I was able to, like, get on a plane that would take me home. And I was almost I was almost homeless yesterday because they were not going to allow me to fly.
So what, again, in concept with the Wheel of Fortune being right beside what comes up must go down, and for every win there's a loser. So my experience with the card personally is that it's not necessarily the easiest card to deal with, but I like it because in most cases, again, it depends on the surrounding cards. This card in context is going to be depending on the cards around it. If this card comes up, I'm going to be pulling additional cards to see what the context is there, because it really does indicate there is either going to be working in your favor or working against your favor. But again, the biggest kind of theme there is kind of truth and or making a decision.
And I think we actually had this conversation that was not English. I think we also sort of had this conversation with the Wheel of Fortune in terms of pulling an additional card. I find that at least for a lot of the major arcana, it does help to have additional cards around it. If I'm doing a one card pull and I pull a major arcana, I'd say 50-50 chance that I pull an additional card, because it can be so big and thematic and not so specific.
Yeah.
That is a good example of when one would have to do that.
Yeah. And again, it depends on your reading style. For me, I always read the major arcana as almost like the subject of the reading, while any minors coming up is going to be the actions around it, right?
Yeah.
So I always like seeing minors surrounding this card, because it really gives me a good idea of the vibe like that's going to be happening. Oh my God. Wow.
Say it. I dare you. Say, I love seeing minors. Those words almost.
Because you just did. Somebody clip that right now.
On today's episode of Awful Childish Humor with Owen.
God. This podcast is triple canceled today, I swear to God.
Yes.
but yeah, my
Twitter from the Soothsayers T account. I love seeing Miner's Kateri.
Hate you. No, you said I almost said it. You have said it like four times now, so that's on you.
This is true.
It is more your quote than mine at this point. Oh my gosh, we're going off the rails already.
Already 7 minutes in.
But yeah, again, experience wise, it's one of those cards that often it comes up when people need a wake up call in the readings that I have with people. It usually indicates to cut the bullshit, focus on finding what the decision has to happen.
I think we've actually reached a consensus for the first time when talking about when a card comes up for us.
Perfect. Oh my god,
this is crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy, very much so. It's a cut the crap card, and it's like, okay, stop, just make your decision and just make it happen at this point. It can come up in cases where there's a lot of manipulation happening, a lot of like hidden, again, depending on the cards around it. But if somebody's being lied to a lot, or if it's like kind of a situation
where there's a shitty partner,
it comes up. Yeah. But for the most part, I find that when it comes up for my clients, it's usually because like, oh, I don't know if I want to do this, or do that, or I'm kind of stuck. And it's just like, shit or get off the pot.
Oh my god, I remember seeing a TikTok the other day, not the other day, this was definitely within the last year, and I have such an awful habit of doing that. I was talking to my mother earlier, and I was like, yeah, I was speaking to her friend the other day, and I checked the text, and it was literally October, November of 2021. Wow. Yeah, for me, definitely this card comes up when... No, sorry, I didn't even finish my anecdote. I seen a TikTok the other day where this person was saying that if you're trying to do a twin flame reading and justice comes up in relation to your twin flame, that means that they are your twin flame. And I was like,
I mean, like, if you want to pull that out of your ass and saying like, oh, it's the 11, so it's two ones together. Okay, maybe. Sure. Oh my- Sure. Have fun with it. Sure. Have fun with it, Becky. Becky, go ahead. Do your thing. Live your best life. Live your truth.
Fucking Becky, man. But yeah, for me, this card comes up an awful lot for relationship readings with someone who is in a relationship with a very unhealthy power dynamic usually, and someone is sort of taking advantage of them. And even sometimes when someone is taking away someone else's sort of own ability to make decisions and making decisions for someone else, that is when I find that justice can come up quite a bit for me.
Yeah, but when it does come up, because when you have relationships that are like that, or relationship readings
you guys
like that,
are having relationships. Wow,
I know, right? But when you have relationship readings like that, there is other cards that kind of indicate that they're kind of stuck in that cycle. Well, justice makes it very, 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 very clear that you have the power to make the decision here. It's a very powerful card. It's almost, for lack of a better term, it's a very empowering card. It's a card that comes up saying, oh yeah, no, you're the boss here. You're the one that can lay down the law and make the decision. You just have to do it.
Yep.
Yeah, so that's why I don't have like this opposition to it. When it comes up, I'm like, yeah, well, this is going to be a hard lesson for you to learn, but you have the ability to push it through. Without question.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we do have a few pop culture connections. And this is really kind of going off the whole concept of, again, the word itself, justice and righteousness, and making decisions for better or for worse. The first one I have here is Black Panther. Especially when it came to the Avengers, when he was kind of first released, he was kind of on a war path to avenge his father.
Yeah, I really liked Black Panther. But I will be completely honest, and I will say that I do not remember the movie at all. I'm not a Marvel nerd. I'm sorry. I watched Black Panther, I think, when it came out on Disney Plus. And I think I watched it half asleep. I remember thinking that it was a very, very good movie. I just can't remember why.
So yeah.
Yet another example where we're just going to have to take your word for this.
That's fair. Well, we're going to go into the actual movie again, being in a leadership position where he's doing everything for the right things. Unlike being in a leadership position, which is like the Hierophant, he's still going through that journey of learning. So he's not at that higher point of learning at that point. And when it comes to the Emperor is too authoritative. So he's kind of like that balanced character of being fair and making the right decisions, right? And making the best decisions for his people, his country, et cetera, et cetera. But again, it also comes into that kind of nastier kind of concept of justice and come up, which is, again, that sense of self-righteousness. Because one thing we didn't quite touch on is that, yeah, sometimes this card can be a real asshole. It can really kind of come up in a way that people think that they're right, no matter what. And I find that Black Panther, when he was first introduced to the series, was very much so on that warpath.
I believe you. Yes. I do vaguely remember what you're talking about now, and I do agree. That was such a good scene, though. Like, the first scene in Black Panther, or like the first sequence in Black Panther, like in the apartment building, is it? Like in the apartment? Yes. Woo, that was good.
Oh, yeah. When the claws came out, I was just like, I remember seeing that in the trailer, and I'm like, I don't know who that character is, but it's already my favorite. So good.
Yeah. I think my pop culture connection, or one of them, is going to be, what was her name? Judge Jen from The Good Place. And I literally, just before this, in Googling the actor, by the way, it's Maya Rudolph. I love Maya Rudolph so much, but I can never remember her name. In everything that she is in, she is perfect. I also, in Googling this, I discovered that Jen is short for hydrogen, because that was the only atom in existence when she was created / born. And so her name is Judge Hydrogen. And I think that is so funny. But Judge Jen from The Good Place is very much this sort of, I almost said international instead of universal. I almost said, the word I was going to say was imperial, which does not make sense. But the word I was looking for was cosmic / universal judge, who sort of judges everything. It's hard to explain if you haven't watched The Good Place, but if you have watched The Good Place, you'll know what I'm talking about. You'll also know who I'm talking about, and you'll know that she is amazing. But a lot of the time, her impartiality, can be a little bit too much and can affect her decisions in ways that she's not really. She can make bad decisions because she's very impartial, like impartial to a negative. And I think that can also be brought into justice quite a bit, because I see justice come up sometimes when someone is focusing very, very heavily on themselves in making a decision, and they're not worrying so much about the fallout of their actions and their decisions. And that's a little bit more of a niche situation. It definitely is conditional, but it does happen. And I think Judge Jen very much embodies that.
Yeah, because the Justice card is very much so, although it considers all factors, it's not partial to any of them.
Yeah.
It's pretty cold.
It's not, I wouldn't necessarily use the term selfish.
No, just cold.
Yeah, just cold.
Yeah, it's very much so, like, there's a sword in their hand. There is a very much so a connection there to the sword suit when it comes to justice. So it's an intellectual card. It's not one of thinking of feeling. It's fair. I have not watched The Good Place, so I will have to take your word for it.
Me too. It is so good. I've literally been telling people to watch The Good Place since it came out. Me and my mother watched it together. I don't know why I keep calling her my mother when I'm speaking to other people, because it sounds so like, oh my God. It sounds so aggressive when I say my mother. Yeah, no, because that's what I say. I'll be like, my mother. But I mean, like, it just feels weird saying mom, my mom. Ma'am. Whenever, no, not ma'am. Mom. Mom. Yeah, hard mom. No, it's my mom and I watched it together, and we loved it. And I think we have rewatched it at least 3 times.
Yeah, and that's precious. The next one I have on the list is another Marvel one. Actually, I had another one here, but I'm letting you steal it. But Thank for the you. Mar- But for the Marvel one, this is another very, very like obvious example of this, just because the whole lawyer by day, vigilante by night, Matt Murdock / Daredevil. This is a very good example. So good. So good. But it is definitely, again, two sides of the same coin when it comes to justice, is that taking justice in someone's own hand and also doing it the right way during the day and being the lawyer and going through due processes and such. If you have not watched Daredevil yet, one, what's going on with your life? Two, it's a sexy show. Three, it does have that whole concept of almost basically punishment. Now, justice doesn't necessarily have a whole lot of concept of punishment, but again, it kind of pulls into that concept of if there's a winner, there has to be a loser. So Daredevil really kind of pushes that if he can't get justice during the day, he's going to get it during the night at all costs. And I do think that kind of really just kind of pushes into the concept of the card itself, where you just have to make decision and stick to it.
Oh my god. Okay, listen, my dear good friend has been trying to explain the plot of Daredevil to me for months. And in that very succinct sentence of like, if he can't get justice during the day, he gets it at night, I now finally understand the plot of Daredevil, and now I think I'm going to watch it.
Good. Yeah, because again, for anybody who hasn't watched it, this is not a spoiler, but it starts off almost like a crime drama, because again, you see that courtroom kind of like drama and the really awesome kind of like courtroom stuff, and then at night, he's beating the shit out of people, and it's great.
Have you seen Suits?
No, again, on the list. I know, we have like so different like tastes in TV, and it works very well for these pop culture connections, but it not does. So much anything else. All right, what's the fourth one?
Well, okay, so he sees you when you are sleeping, and he knows when you're awake. He knows when you've been bad or good, so be good, for goodness sake. Santa Claus.
Santa
Claus. You, honestly, you reached peak podcaster when you came up with this example, because I was in shock and awe when you said these words to me. I was like, yes, perfect, amazing. And then I stole them right from under you. But Santa Claus, he's an international star. Everyone knows who Santa Claus is. But I mean, it's pretty self-explanatory. Santa Claus is very much that impartial, godly figure that is watching you at all times.
He's the judgment of mankind is what he is.
Yeah, he is the Reaper. He is judging all of you at all times. And that is just, it's beautiful. He's got that naughty list. He's got that nice list. And he is sticking to it.
He is sorting people by bad or good. And he does not care. He doesn't care that... if you threw that snowball at Sally's head, it does not matter, because he doesn't care about your reasons. Was it good or was it bad? And it's bad, so you go in the bad list.
I just said he does not see black or white, and that is the objectively not what I meant to say. I'm so deeply sorry.
He sees only in black and white.
He sees only in black and white. This is a very much gray areas, not for Santa.
Doesn't exist. Just doesn't exist for Santa Claus. It's either... you get the lump of coal or you get the teddy bear. There's no in between.
Yes. Yeah, but Santa Claus. So, I think we're done.
I think this is really straightforward. At some
point, we should really come up with a way to end the podcast instead of a brief moment of silence followed by one of us going, okay, we're done now.
We're done. I'm done with this.
Thank you for listening, everybody. We will see you on Friday. I have been Owen on Kylock. You can find me on Twitter and in the beginning of this podcast, quite many other places, but not anymore. So hit me up if you have any DMs. I run also the Soothsayers T Twitter, @Soothsayers_T. But that is all in the link tree in the description. So, you know, I don't need to tell you that.
Exactly. If you love us, you love us. You know where to find us. I'm Kateri. Mm-hmm. You can find me at Vinoxus. Again, just like Owen, there's a list at the beginning, and now it's just mostly on Instagram. I also run the Soothsayers_T Instagram if you want to keep updated on new releases, which is usually every Monday and Friday at, you know what, whenever I decide to get it up time.
Yeah,
I'd love to tell you that's a exact time, but whatever. just whenever I get around to it. Again, this is a very unprofessional podcast run by two professional tarot readers. You get what you get.
You get what you get. And honestly, the other thing that I meant to mention is if you do want to get updates, you do need to follow the Instagram because the tweeting is not helpful to anybody.
I'm a little more consistent, yes.
Yes.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye.